This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. The PGA Tour is the largest professional golf tour in the world, which started 87 years ago in 1929. The CIMB Classic is the PGA Tour's first sanctioned event in Southeast Asia back in 2010 and has attracted some of the biggest names in golf, including Tiger Woods, Adam Scott, Ernie Els, and Ryo Ishikawa. Today, we have the Vice President and Executive Director of the CIMB Classic, Todd Reinhardt, giving us a sneak peek into behind the scenes of organizing a tournament at such a scale and what lessons we can learn for businesses.
My name is Todd Reinhardt. I am the Vice President and Executive Director of the PGA Tour and been in Malaysia now for 5 years running the CIMB Classic, which is the PGA Tour's only official FedEx Cup event in Southeast Asia.
How did you even get involved with PGA Tour?
Like I said, I've been with them for 16 years. I actually started out as an assistant golf professional. Right out of college, I had an accounting degree, but I didn't want to be a CPA or anything like that, sit behind a desk too much. So started off as assistant golf professional. We held a Champions Tour event, which is the 50 and over players.
Okay.
And so I saw that event, got to experience what it was like to be on that side of the golf business. And so after a lot of prodding and trying, I finally got a job with the Bruno Event Team, which was the management company running the Bruno's Memorial Classic. Okay. And so I worked for them for 2 years. And finally, a job opened at the PGA Tour through a friend of mine when we started our international business. So I started working there in 1999, and I can't believe it's been 16 years.
And so recently there was an announcement of CIMB Group extending the title sponsorship through 2020. And now you're actually managing the CIMB Classic here since 5 years ago.
Yes, 2012.
2012. So now knowing that there's another 4 more years to go, more pressure on your shoulder?
Well, we said a lot of times when you get to contracts like that, it's a lot of hard work to get to that point. CIMB has been a tremendous partner since the event was here in 2010. Then we came on board with a direct relationship with them in 2012. So this is kind of the evolution of that partnership. A lot of hard work to get to this point, but now the work is really starting because obviously we want to elevate the platform for them, make this a bigger event, not just to Malaysia, but for the region. So, yeah, there's additional pressure there and a lot more eyes from our headquarters in the U.S. on it now.
Yeah, so you are under PGA Tour.
Yes, correct.
When working in Malaysia. So tell us a bit more about your entity. What do you represent and what do you do?
Yeah, the PGA Tour is a membership organization for the professional golfers. So we actually report to the members. And obviously one of our goals or objectives is to provide them playing opportunities. So on the PGA Tour itself, we have 47 official PGA Tour events with an average purse of $6.9 million U.S. dollars. So it's the largest golf organization in the world for touring professionals. And we're actually set up as almost a non-for-profit entity. So last year we raised $160 million for the charities through the tournaments that we play, over 130 of them across the globe. We actually even have a mini development tour in China that just started 2 years ago. So we try to provide them the best playing opportunities and the largest golf organization, like I said, for playing professionals.
And then you set up your office here in 2012 with just you.
Yeah. So when we started, it was just myself. So I was the sixth expat for the PGA Tour. And my other colleagues before me basically just worked on one-off events, as we would say, like the President's Cup, which was in Korea, Seoul, Korea last year. We had a person there for like 14 months, but it was a one-time event, so they knew they were leaving. So I'm like really the first one that's kind of has an open-ended expat assignment. But it's been a great experience so far, and it's just by myself when I started in 2012. But it's kind of the evolution of our business and trying to figure out what we wanted to do in Asia. We knew we needed to be here. So really the CIMB Classic provided us an opportunity to put our flag in the ground, per se, because the European Tour and Asian Tour had been here, other golf organizations. And so this really gave us that opportunity. And then 3 years later, we actually started hiring our own staff. As I like to tell a lot of people, it's a marathon, not a sprint for the PGA Tour. But now, 5 years into this, we're definitely, the pace has quickened with some of the announcements that you mentioned already.
So what were some of the nightmare stories for the very first CIMB Classic back in 2010? Like, what have you learned from that?
Well, for us, and specifically 2012, when we started our partnership directly with CIMB, we only had 4 months to pull off the tournament. And that was when Tiger Woods played here in 2012. So only to have 4 months, I mean, people laugh. When I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for the last 10 years before moving to Malaysia, working on the Tour Championship, which is the year-end event for the PGA Tour, and my friends or people I met said, I mean, that's a full-time job. And it is. It's 12 months a year working on one tournament.
Yeah.
And we only had four. So we had to find and source local suppliers or vendors, obviously figure out where all this stuff is being built. Because unlike other professional sports or whatever, you know, maybe a favorite football team of your listeners, they have permanent infrastructure, permanent stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
For golf tournaments, it's all temporary. And so you have to build that. So you have to find all those, you know, we probably have 50 to 60 suppliers building these marquees that actually are better than some people's houses with the interior work done. So it was very challenging to pull it off the first year because, again, just a short runway. But really that obviously led to some great things that where we are today.
So it's possible to organize a tournament in 4 months.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Very challenging, though.
As the event has grown, how has the event adapted? What has changed in the last 7 years?
I think one thing that we've tried to do is we're trying to change the way I think companies look at golf tournament sponsorships. When I first came here, you would see billboards with 30 logos on it. Our model is a little different. We obviously look for about, you know, five or six maybe key sponsors, but we also want people to sponsor it at the event but use it from an entertainment perspective. We average 187 clients per PGA Tour tournament, and here we have 30. A lot more companies of all sizes, whether small or Fortune 500 type companies, they use golf sponsorships or tournaments for hospitality, for entertainment purposes. And that's a little bit new here. It's not a common entity for companies to do that. So we're trying to educate a little bit of the consumers and to raise awareness about that. So that's kind of one of the things that is we're trying to do in the marketplace that's taken a little bit of time.
Let's look at some foundations, components to organize a Sambi Classic. You did mention about infrastructure. Tell us, how do you do it? So from the beginning, you know the date of the tournament is here. So how far in advance do you work, and what are the areas you look at to build towards that?
Yeah, I think first of all, you start with sales, because if you don't sell anything, you have nothing to build for us. And if you don't sell or have sponsorships, then most likely the event goes away. So we obviously start with CIMB as the title sponsor. So obviously that foundation set and has been extended, as we said, through 2020. So then you go out into the marketplace, and it's really a 15-month cycle. We're already starting our sales process for the 2017 tournament.
Okay.
We utilize the week of the tournament that's coming up October 20th through the 23rd at TPC Kuala Lumpur to entertain prospects for the future. Because, again, we're not a permanent structure. So the only time people get to touch it, see it, experience it is actually during the tournament. So we're already putting together our 17 sales collateral and packages, already inviting those prospects to the event, getting RSVPs, and then we'll meet and greet and entertain and show them around during the week of the tournament. So that sales gets it going, and then obviously right after that, then you're into renewals. So our current sponsors, if they don't have, we'd love to sign everybody up for a multi-year agreements, but that doesn't always work. So we go back into the renewal phase right after the tournament week, and try to sign up as many sponsors as we can by the end of the calendar year. And at the same time, so we're going through new sales, renewals. Then you start planning after this year's tournament. You find out and you get feedback, whether it's sponsors, whether it's clients, whether it's the spectators, volunteers, what worked, what didn't work. Because, again, it's all temporary, and so we need that feedback. We can always improve. And we get the feedback whether the buses are running on time or people waiting too long. How's the food and beverage experience?
Mm-hmm.
We also introduced some new things this year, music after play. So we want to get the feedback on that. Is that something that hopefully you might not be a golf fan, but you'll come out to the tournament to experience it? And so those are the things. I mean, again, that's why it's 12 months a year. We get that feedback, and then we start making those improvements for the coming year.
But also, do you feel that you've hit a plateau, that how many different things you can do for every tournament?
I think you never reach that. The pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
You can always improve, because I think that's what events are about. I always say you're not a lawyer or a doctor. There's no right or wrong way to do it. But the one of the things that we do across the PGA Tour, and we use a lot of our events as kind of beta tests, is to bring, you know, we attract the core golf fan, but how do you attract maybe the non-core golf fan? And if you use some of our events in the U.S. or even maybe Australia, major events like Wimbledon, they're not just about the sport. They're about the experience, and it is the big show, the big event in town that week, that particular week. And so How do we do that? And again, we're crawling right now. We still have a long way to go. Like I said, we have around 30 clients, so we want to grow that number. So we have a lot of areas to improve. Like I said, hopefully the music will attract new people this year, and then we can build upon that and even bring in larger artists in the future if it's successful.
Ultimately, what you're working on is still a business entity. You've leveraged on the brand CIMB Group as well to kickstart your entity. So what are the entrepreneurship lessons have you garnered from this experience? We'll find out more after this. Todd Reinhardt, he's the Vice President and Executive Director of the CIMB Classics. So stay with us. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, and with us we have Todd Reinhardt. He's the Vice President and Executive Director of the CIMB Classic. You've told us about the foundations of running and organizing the CIMB Classic. What's the entrepreneurship lessons that you've garnered from this experience?
Well, I think, again, as being out here on my own and starting somewhat from scratch for the PGA Tour, because this was really our first office in Asia when I moved out here in 2012, the key to any, I think, entrepreneurship is obviously the managing the budget, because again, you have certain revenue coming in, you got expenses going out, so you have to really pay attention to the financial aspects of it.
Have you ever, you know, cost overruns?
Oh yeah, no, there's no. I mean, we all go through kind of the economic downturns per se, or you know, especially from our perspective. Last year, we saw the ringgit devalue against the United States dollar, and obviously, we pay out a purse of $7 million USD. So when from 2014 to 2015, it went up 33%. So we obviously, that impacted the event. So we had to cut a lot of expenses. And you know, you go through the process, is it a must or a nice to have? And a lot of the stuff sometimes is, oh, we want to do this or that and make it look pretty.
Yeah.
But is it really necessary to run the event? So we definitely had, last year went through a lot of cost containment, as we would call it, and slash expenses, or go to our vendors or suppliers who've been with us for the three previous years and say, hey, we need your help this year. We're feeling the economic downturn. We need some help. And again, most of them are really responded very positively to that, because they know we're here for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easier that way.
Okay, so building trust then.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's an important part too is, again, just because it worked well in the United States doesn't necessarily mean it works well here. So as we'd say, there's no cookie cutter approach. You have to adapt to the local culture where you are and get an understanding of it and listen to your partners. CIMB has been tremendous in that way for us, telling us, okay, I know you might have done this in the U.S., but it might not work here, but let's try this. So we definitely work well and bounce new ideas off each other to figure out what works best.
Do you have any examples of what you thought it could work well based on the experience in the States and you brought it here and it didn't work out?
I think sometimes our ticket promotions, we basically in the U.S. for all our tournaments basically have a 12-month sales cycle, again, for tickets. And we do things throughout the year, whether early bird specials, et cetera. But one of the things that is very imperative and is crystal clear to me after 5 years is who's coming. You know, it's not necessarily it's the PGA Tour, it's the top 60 players on the PGA Tour. They want to know who the marquee players are. And in the U.S., events are sold just because it's a big event in the community. They want to come out and support it. If it's Tiger Woods or is it Rory McIlroy or Jordan Spieth, that's okay. They'd love to see him, but they're still going to support that event no matter what. And in Asia, it's definitely more of the marquee player.
Tiger Woods, I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. Tiger Woods in 2012 was incredible when he was announced. But then after next year, it's like, is Tiger coming back? Well, unfortunately, no. But Phil Mickelson is. Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler. So once you hear, then they'll go out and buy their tickets. So that's been a learning curve for us. From a sales perspective.
So this year, do we have a sneak preview of when we know who's coming?
We do. So right now we have three of the top five players on the PGA Tour who are competing for that $10 million first place prize. Adam Scott, Patrick Reed, and then Paul Casey. And joining them also are names like Sergio Garcia, who's played here the last few years, Ernie Els, Ian Poulter, and many others that we'll be announcing some more as we get closer to the tournament.
How will the extension of CIMB Classic through 2020 affect the PGA Tour, as it expands in the region, also into the rest of Asia?
Yeah, again, I think the CIMB Classic is our foundation, and it gives us that platform to know that we're here through 2020. And as the region's only PGA Tour event, we're able to not just focus on Malaysia, but also the region now. So that gives us the foundation we need, but then we also want to go out and develop new relationships, potentially new business partners, because we see it. There's a lot of companies that do business here from the region, might be Japanese companies or Korean companies, that do spend money in golf. And it gives us the opportunity to, again, foster those relationships over the next few years to hopefully develop new partners.
When the CMB Classic first started here in Malaysia, that was the first sanctioned event in Southeast Asia, right? Were there hopes of having audience or participants within the region to fly into Malaysia just to witness the PGA Tour?
Yeah, and we do that. Again, once they know the marquee players are, but
okay,
we definitely get an audience, and not just from Malaysia. I mean, the region definitely supports the event, but again, we want to bring some new elements to it, like the music, entertainment, that maybe will draw more. I think F1 is a good example of what's worked well in the region, with obviously Singapore just finishing. You know, they always have great music artists. And
right,
so I've heard people from here who go, they don't even go watch the F1 race. They just go for the music or the networking. We would like to get to that point one day.
So it's not the case of cannibalizing the CIMB Classic if it expands into the region.
Correct, yeah.
Now, the President's Cup in South Korea in 2015 and also the return of golf to the Olympics is another way the sports has grown globally. With the 2020 Olympics being held in Tokyo, how important is it for the PGA Tour and golf to continue to grow in Asia?
Well, as we saw, it was an exciting first time in 112 years that golf was back in the Rio Olympics. And it was great to see two Malaysians, Danny Chia and Gavin Green, represent the country. And What it really did for golf, and why it was important, was it allowed governments, because it's now an Olympic sport, to provide funding to train juniors and even obviously those who are competing in it. So mm-hmm. we've seen that in China already, Japan, other countries, India, where golf might not have been a national sport, but because it's an Olympic, now they put in funding to hopefully, you know, bring in the next Olympian in golf. So golf was very successful in 16. It is in Tokyo in 2020. Next year, there is a vote whether it will continue after 2020.
Oh.
And we're very positive that it will continue based on the feedback we got during the Olympics this year in Rio.
I'm going to go back a little bit when you say that you're running CIMB Classic here as a business entity. Tell us about your other business units as well, because I know you don't just run the CIMB Classic.
Yeah, obviously the tournaments are our core business, but then we also have what we just recently announced in August was the first TPC property, which stands for Tournament Players Club, in Asia. Kuala Lumpur Golf and Country Club was rebranded TPC Kuala Lumpur. So it's the only one in Southeast Asia and the current one, only one in Asia. It was the 34th TPC property. So these are basically providing that player's experience to the members of the club. And it also gives them the ability to play our other TPC network. So that is one other division of the PGA Tour. The other is like official marketing partners. So Coca-Cola or the MasterCards, those are the global partners. We now have the opportunity as we've developed into more of a global game and tours in Latin America and China and Canada, the ability to go sell regional official marketing partners, the ability to use the PGA Tour mark, which we see from a marketing perspective as a lot of value to certain companies. We can sell that now in Asia. So it could be a company, whether it's Southeast Asia specific, could be China specific, or it could be in the entire region. So we're just starting to do that over the last 6 months or so.
So what do you see the future of the Asian unit of PGA Tour?
I see a very positive trend moving for the PGA Tour in Asia. I think we'll see potentially more tournaments. We currently have two tournaments in Asia. Obviously the CIMB Classic, and then we have the HSBC Champions in China the week after us. So we have two events. I think somewhere in the future you'll see at least one more. I also think you'll see, again, the development of more TPC properties and other offices for the PGA Tour. We have one in Beijing right now, but I think you'll see some in the next 12 to 18 months in other major cities across Asia as we develop the PGA Tour into more of a global brand.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Todd Reinhardt. He's the Vice President and Executive Director of the CIMB Classic, who started out on his own in 2012. Wish you all the best. And this is Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.